Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It is 8:10 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. 76 degrees under cloudy skies. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Celia McCarter.
You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340. We're also on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102. As well as Facebook Live, Blair LaBrand upstairs running the controls on CN2. Of course, Stephen Stone, our main man, running the controls on the radio. Got our friends from Clemson Extension in the house now, Elizabeth Josie and Hanla Shiflett. Okay, guys, it's summertime. Let's talk about what is happening. First off, caring for plants can improve your well-being. How can that happen?
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways that caring for plants can improve your well-being. You know, we can think about the physical activity you get when you're out gardening. You get aerobic activity, strength and resistance training from those kind of things. Also, it just encourages you to eat more produce if you have like a raised beds and stuff, especially for kids. If they don't want to try vegetables, mm-hmm. if they've had a hand in growing them, make it a little bit more exciting. But there's also some ways that it supports your overall well-being as well.
Mm-hmm. And how is that? How does it support your overall well-being?
So let's start with the social, the emotional well-being mm-hmm. side. So it's been shown to reduce feelings of stress and anxiety, encourage mindfulness. And, you know, when you smell some wonderful smelling plants, that aromatherapy also has a stress relieving benefit. So you probably heard of lavender, jasmine, eucalyptus. Mm-hmm. All of those are associated with the calming stress relief properties. So it does support your emotional well-being to care for plants inside and out.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard some people say, you know, obviously pets, you have pets in the house, you know, they serve a purpose, but plants give us a sense of purpose as well, correct?
Absolutely. They do. Yep. Any living thing that depends on us can help establish a routine for us. Routine is great for health. So just, you know, having something that you need to take care of each day can help hold you accountable. It also helps build confidence. They have shown that even tending to plants can help release bonding hormones, so to, you know, give you a purpose. And also that sense of accomplishment, we know that motivation comes from action. Mm-hmm. So anytime that we are actively, you know, taking care of our plants and stuff, it builds up our confidence, it builds up our motivation, and helps us want to keep doing it so it doesn't die.
And when you see the, like, if it's outdoors, like the fruit or vegetable that grows when you tend to a plant, you feel that sense of accomplishment.
More likely to eat it.
Exactly. Or if you're caring for a plant inside and it's just looking great, it's thriving, it's got beautiful flowers on it, and you know you're because of that, mm-hmm. It just gives you that sense of accomplishment too.
Now, I've also heard that plants contribute to a healthier home environment.
That's right. Yep. So there's a lot of different ways. Probably one of the most prevalent ways that it would help with a healthier home environment is it encourages deeper breathing. And that kind of goes back to the aromatherapy too. Just that nice smell, you're more likely to take deeper breaths. But that deeper breathing can help lead to clearer lungs, improve digestion. It also can help with a stronger immune response and increase blood oxygen levels. So there's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm. And also sunlight. So if you're gardening or tending to plants outside, that sunlight can help lower blood pressure and improve your vitamin D levels. We all know that, you know, that that sun exposure helps with vitamin D levels. And a lot of people do know this too, that indoor plants actually improve air quality. And so there's a lot of different reasons for that. There's been some studies that show the soil is good for your environment inside, but also plants have, they filter out impurities and replace them with clean oxygen. So always love to have a houseplant inside. And I think it just kind of tricks my brain into thinking too, my home is healthier because I have a plant in here. So it just helps, you know, improve that overall environment inside the house.
If someone's hearing this, they say, man, I would like to do this. I want to improve that environment. What are some plants they should go to their local nursery and purchase to do those things?
That's a great question, and we are more talking about the health side today.
A pythos plant is always a good one.
A pythos, yeah. That's what I have in my house, and I've kept it alive for 5 years. Oh. Got it right before I got married, and it is still alive, and I do not have a huge green thumb, so I would, pythos are great. If you do have
herbs. or
any kind of herbs.
Yeah, that's a great starter plant. Mm-hmm. You can it can be indoor, outdoor. Mm-hmm. You really get to use it, mm-hmm. so that's kind of neat. It's fun to learn how to prune and cut back and everything. So
now be mindful if you have pets, just because some plants can be toxic to pets. So you want to make sure it's out of reach of, you know, if it's poisonous to them. But we do have the Home and Garden Information Center at Clemson Extension. So it's just a website that people can go on. There is actually a tab that is for outdoor plants, and that includes, you know, landscaping or growing produce. And then we have information for indoor plants as well. Or you could call your local horticulture agent to kind of get some guidance or information on what you should do.
And I'm glad you mentioned the different agents. Obviously, Clemson Extension, some people may not be familiar with it. You guys have a very big range of services. What are some of the other services that folks offer they can get in touch with you with?
Yeah, so every county extension office does soil samples. So if you have a garden or any type of soil that needs testing, you can take that to your extension office, and then it's sent off to Clemson, and you'll get a report back. So any type of soil sampling, we have 4-H is still a huge program within extension. It's great for our kids. We have horticulture agents, livestock agents, water resource, agroeconomics, which is one of the most fascinating ones to me, I think. So if they're helping these farmers kind of make a living out of what they're doing and stuff, so it's really cool.
And health and nutrition.
Yeah, health and nutrition.
Which is what we do.
Food and safety science, expanded food and nutrition program, lots of stuff. So check out the Clemson Extension website. And again, the HGIC, that's a great resource for agriculture information, health information, gardening, anything like that. And it's all local, written by local agents. So you're going to get some good local knowledge, which is helpful, especially with agriculture.
You're growing something. You need to know what will grow in our area. So I think that's super helpful.
Yeah.
And is that the best way folks can touch you? Go to your website directly?
Yep. So you could go to Clemson Extension. For our programs, you could go to Clemson Extension, Rural Health and Nutrition. Also, just call your local office. Just ask to speak to an agent. We're always happy to talk to you and let you know what we have going on.
That's Elizabeth Josie and Hannah Shafflett with Clemson Extension. Guys, have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
It is 8:18 on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.